If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want to be rich. You want an absence from anxiety. You want to be able to live well without having the obligation. If you decide to keep working, which I would suggest anyone does, it's a choice. I define rich as the following: passive income that's greater than your burn. And I'll give you two examples. I have a close friend who runs the M&A group of a large bulge bracket investment bank. He makes $3 million in a bad year, $14 million in a great year. Because it's all current income and he lives in Connecticut, he pays about 52% tax rate. But that's still a lot of money. But between his ex-wife, his alimony, his child support, his home in the Hamptons, his master of the universe lifestyle that he thinks he needs and wants to signal to his friends, I know firsthand he doesn't save a lot of money. And it is an enormous source of stress for him and on his marriage. And then he's what I call poor, or the working poor. Despite how much money he's making, he's hugely stressed out. Money and the need for money is a huge source of stress for him. My father, between his Royal Navy pension and Social Security, and he owns about a dozen washing machines that he collects quarters from in trailer parks, he makes about $52,000 a year without really working. He enjoys going and collecting quarters. My dad is Scottish. He's like tragically cheap. I'm pretty sure he goes home, lays the quarters out on his bed and rolls around them in them. I think that's probably fun for him. But his passive income, he spends $48,000. He's rich. His passive income is greater than his burn. That's the definition of rich. And so that's a point. You want to get to a point where you have enough investments that are spinning off capital or growing such that your passive income is greater than your burn. And you can do the math, right? Well, okay, if I'm going to need $120,000 a year and I think I'll get 8% or 6% on that, I need to save $2 million. All right, this is how many years I have to work. I'll assume the market will go up 8% a year. You can kind of do the math around how much you should be saving and putting in to low-cost index funds. So that's the goal.
Now, I think you need to start talking about money and maintain a certain level of financial literacy from a very early age. If you want to be good at anything, most people want to be good at money. And to be good at something, you need to understand it. And to understand it, you need to talk about it.
The first is focus. And it goes back to what we said earlier. Find something that you're naturally good at, that you can become in the top 10 or top 1% in an industry that has a 90%+ employment rate, and focus on it. The rest is the product of the following. And this is probably the wrong word, but I like the word. I said stoicism. Recognize there's something's out of your control, but I can't control my spending. I can recognize that no one's thinking about my shit as much as I'm thinking about my shit. And I don't probably need a BMW at a young age. So recognize there are some things within your control, specifically how much you spend, how much you save, being thoughtful about trying to be disciplined about putting some money in low cost ETFs and index funds. You do have some control. Focus on the things you can control. The next thing.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is time. One of our species' great flaws is that because for the majority of our time on this planet, we haven't lived past 35, we just can't calibrate time. And strategy answers one question: what can I do that's really hard? That's basically leaning into your advantages. When you're young, you have one advantage, you have time. Most young people who are 25 don't really recognize two things. One, they're probably gonna be here for another 80 years at this point, if they're 25 right now. And this is the hard part, and you have to ignore your brain because your brain isn't wired this way. It's going to go a hell of a lot faster than you think. Diversification is your Kevlar, because You don't need to be a hero. You don't need to find the needle in the haystack. You can buy the whole haystack. And again, see above, time will go fast. You'll be financially secure. And Kahneman wrote about loss aversion theory. The joy you'll get from being smart enough to pick NVIDIA 2 years ago, which most of us were not, the joy you'll get of like a lack of diversification and the potential upside it offers is a fraction of the pain you will feel when NVIDIA gets cut by 90%. So for your own financial well-being, much less your own mental well-being, embrace diversification.
Tax avoidance is a key skill to building wealth. Apple will issue their IP to Apple International in Ireland, and then they will use Apple Ireland. They will license their IP to America, charge them tens of billions of dollars, thereby increasing the income of Apple Ireland at a lower tax rate and decreasing the income in the U.S., thereby lowering their overall tax rate. That is pure tax avoidance. Every organization, every corporation does this to the hilt, and so should you. The key when you're young is to become an owner, not an earner. You're an earner. You want to bust a move out of earning and develop an army of capital that goes out and kills for you at night. $500 is a lot of money when you're 21. $500 when you're 21 is $10,000 when you're my age, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to go really fast. So just start. And then once you become a super owner, you have $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, $1 million in assets, then you can become a super tax avoider.
There's a myth that really wealthy people crawled over other people to get there, that they're billionaires lighting their cigars with $100 bills. That's bullshit. The majority of self-made people are actually good people. They're high character. And the reason why is if you want to be really wealthy, you need to collect allies along the way. People have to want to put you in a room of opportunities, even when you're not physically in the room. They want to give you the benefit of the doubt. They want to go easy on you when you fuck up. They want to include you in deals. They want to come to work with you. They want to present opportunities to you. And the only way that's going to happen is if you show generosity and character from an early age. So like I said, greatness and wealth is in the agency of others.